Several businesses in Ghana are unable to expand because of lack of credit available to them. One of the biggest impediments is the high percentage rate of commercial loans, which is more than 25%. Under the proposed program, small businesses would have access to loans at 10% interest rate, the lowest in the country. The $50 million fund is part of Ghana's poverty reduction program that grew out of the UN Millennium Development Goals. President Kufuor said, although the latest data from the Human Poverty Index indicates poverty in Ghana has declined from 51% to 41% in the past 5 years, the reality is that many Ghanaians still live below the poverty line.
The most difficult problem that continues to undermine various anti-poverty programs is the lack of accessible and sustainable financial services within the reach of the people who need the services most.
President Kufuor stresses government's need to speed up Ghana's economic growth and improve socioeconomic standards. Ghana has implemented several poverty reduction programs since independence from Britain in 1957, many of which have failed. Finance Minister Kojo Baanredu says Ghana has the opportunity to correct the mistakes of the past and step out of poverty.
The message must go out. These monies must be repaid. Wherever the money came from, there were some taxpayers' money. So we need to make sure that they pay back, whatever be the mistakes of the past. Our responsibility now is to fix the future so that we don't repeat the same thing.
Ghana is one of the selected developing countries benefiting from various multilateral debt relief programs from the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the African Development Bank. FM Dubi for VOA News, Accra.